Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. We do it at this time each and every day. I brought some positivity last segment. I guess I'll be a little more negative now. I am a tough critic when it comes to movies, and I watched a movie earlier this week from the Coen brothers, their newest movie. I guess my confession is just I love movies. I watch a lot of movies. I got a bunch of movies that I do like. I am a tough critic. But I think maybe my confession is I don't like most directors or like most famous movie directors. I think the Coen brothers are incredibly overrated, and actually this movie was decent. It's one of my more favorite ones of theirs. But I don't think they're very good. I think Wes Anderson is terrible. I don't really like a lot of Paul Thomas Anderson stuff. Even like Quentin Tarantino to me.
Are you a Tarantino guy?
Some of his stuff for sure. I also think the thing is like these guys are so unique, so different. And I think that's the big calling card. Like Wes Anderson, very quirky. Paul Thomas Anderson, similar. You know, Quentin Tarantino has his own style. And I think that's almost part of the reason why they're propped up so much. I don't know how good a lot of their movies are. The Coen brothers, same idea. Like they have their own style and they're kind of different and they're unique, which typically I can appreciate. And I do like directors. Martin Scorsese is my favorite. That's probably a cliche. Wes Craven, I love. I thought he was really good.
Are you a Christopher Nolan guy?
Yes, I am. For the most part.
You sure?
Yeah, because I think he jumped the shark a little bit with, what was that, the last one?
Was it Oppenheimer? Well, he did Oppenheimer.
Oh, before that. Was it Interstellar? Is that what it's called? What was the one? There was some crazy movie where he tried to get...
One with Denzel's son?
What was that one? I know what...
What was that one?
Denzel's son, by the way, a very, very good actor. Shouldn't surprise anybody. He's Denzel's son. Interstellar was like a decade ago, man.
Was it? Okay, which one am I thinking of?
I don't know which one you're thinking of.
I'll look it up.
He did Inception.
Tenet. I was thinking about Tenet.
Tenet. That's the one. Yeah. That movie was terrible.
Yeah,
it was so confusing,
yes,
man.
That's what I'm saying. Christopher Nolan. He was trying to become too much of his personality, reputation.
It take a lot for me to fall asleep during the movie. I fell asleep a couple times during this movie, and everybody kept saying, oh, you got to watch it again. You got to watch it a couple times to understand. Why do I got to watch a movie a couple times to understand it?
Yeah, it feels like he has been trying to, and this is my novice opinion, but it does feel like he has been trying to re-inception ever since.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, like try to up the LA. You know how you have a great album, and maybe after that.
He's trying to chase that great album.
Yeah.
He's trying to use the same formula.
That's it to me. Now, I don't know how many people out there actually liked Inception at the time when I watched it. I don't know if it's because of where I was in life. You know, I was a young adult. But I was blown away. And it feels like ever since then, he's been trying to find that and just hasn't quite done it.
Yeah, that's how I kind of feel about Jordan Peele. He keep trying to get that Get Out.
Yeah.
Like he hit big with Get Out. And it seemed like the last three or four movies he put out, it was trying to do something like that.
Yeah.
And it just kept flopping.
Hey,
man.
I'm wearing a Spike Lee Malcolm X t-shirt right now. I'm the same way with Spike in the earlier Spike stuff, the stuff that made Spike famous, I think is great. the stuff that he does now.
Did you see that recent one he did with Denzel Washington? Denzel Washington?
I did. It was good, but it was not like it, that would have been a straight to VHS type of situation for me back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, that was one where it's good if you're completely bored. Denzel, of course, was excellent, but I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. Either.
I haven't been feeling a lot of the stuff. What was the one that he did? I'm forgetting the one where they're like pilots or whatever. He's been doing a lot of Netflix stuff.
Yeah,
and the Netflix stuff has just not gripped me.
Yeah,
in that way.
I think that's the case for actually a lot of just movies in general that go to Netflix. But yeah, maybe that's the point. Maybe that's it. That they get the first movie or their early stuff's good, and then it just becomes more of a reputation thing moving forward.
They start experimenting a little bit too much, or either they tried to do the same thing over and over.
Right.
We're just like, all right, we get it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like M. Night Shyamalan's very much like that. But yeah, anyways, I guess that's my confession is I do like certain directors. I like just about everything Scorsese's put out. Like I said, Wes Craven for horror films I thought was the best. But most of these guys that people always talk about being like unique and artsy and creative and cool and these great directors, I don't know. I think most of their work's kind of lame, boring, not very good. I'm out on a lot of these quote-unquote big-time directors.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Five Bloods was the one that I was trying to think of earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I wasn't feeling it. All right, man. So I consider myself to be a decent dad. I feel like I'm getting better and better as time goes on. And it's about damn time. My oldest is 15. So it's not like I haven't had a lot of practice at it. But I did a real bad parenting thing today. And you might even date it back to a couple of nights ago. I DoorDashed some food, some Taco Bell. And look, I fell asleep before the Taco Bell actually got to my door. And so that means that I woke up to said Taco Bell, didn't do the adult thing that you're supposed to do when that happens, which is take the loss, throw the food away, and just, you know, to just take that L. I brought the food inside. The food made its way to the refrigerator. And my kid, my oldest kid, the 15-year-old who loves Taco Bell, took it to school today, which is to say,
man,
I sent my kid, I just got a text while we were doing the show, Dad, you left the food outside for too long. There's ants all over the tacos. So I sent my baby to school with ant-filled tacos today. Now she's got money on her books, so to speak, right?
Okay,
she can go in there and get some food. She can get whatever she wants in that cafeteria. Whatever they got, she got enough money to buy it. But I did send her with a two-day-old bag of Taco Bell with ants on it. And not a great feeling.
So yeah. How did the ants get on it? Wasn't in the refrigerator?
Nah, so what I'm saying is,
what are you saying? He's got ants in his refrigerator?
No, hell, I'm gonna have to go check because I'm
now you might know what I mean.
Like, and to be fair, like I didn't notice any. If I did, they didn't get outside the bag, but they left the bag outside at my door. And this is at about 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning when this happens. I wake up at 5 in the morning, so it's been sitting out there for a solid four to five hours.
Yeah,
you know, and so that's how the ants got on there. But man. I never looked in the bag. I never did anything. I just brought it inside.
Oh, man.
My daughter discovered it, loves Taco Bell, threw it in the fridge, And yeah, next thing I know, she's taking it to school this morning. And I thought when I saw it, like, I don't know if you should be taking that. We probably should have thrown that away. That's a couple of days old. It was sitting outside for a little bit. I don't know how good that is. I didn't think about ants.
Yeah.
I just thought the food probably not any good. Turns out it was ants on the tacos, man.
Dang, that could be a tough look, too, for a kid at school.
Yeah.
You busted out the lunch table.
Ooh, yeah.
That could be a little traumatizing, too, man.
Yeah, I hope she didn't do that.
I had a similar situation, and I don't even know how this situation happened. So I had a bagel, and I'm a big fan of the, I think it's called Everything Bagel, where they got the different seasonings on it. I'm such a big fan to the point I had the actual seasoning where you could put it on top of the cream cheese or the bagel. It's an everything seasoning. So I had that in the cabinet. I was using it. And it was one time I haven't used it in a minute. I'm like, you know what? Let me put some on the bagel. I put it on the bagel, and I was kind of half asleep a little bit, wasn't paying attention. And I grabbed my plate, and I looked down. I'm like, is this bleep moving? So I had to look. It was tiny little bugs crawling all over the bagel, man, and the cream cheese.
Oh, man.
Like, I had to throw.
That is so gross.
Yeah, if I wasn't paying attention, I would have just took a bite. But like for some reason, you know how you kind of see on the side of your eye, you like, is that moving?
Yeah.
Or am I tripping?
Yeah. How high am I?
I threw it in the trash. I had to take the whole trash out,
Hey, thank God for your senses and your sobriety, man. Because, hey, if you didn't have the greatest eyesight, or if you had been on something, you might have missed it.
At that point, I'm like, man, I think it's time to move out this apartment.
Yeah, I would say so. How long would you eat leftover fast food? Because I think fast food, it's not like real food, you know, like the chemical, everything. I think it holds actually better than normal. You said you wouldn't have eaten that Taco Bell. Like, what would be the timeline?
Oh no, if I had brought it in a decent amount of time and didn't let it sit outside, that was the key part. Yeah,
okay.
I think she could have eaten it today. You know, probably maybe I would have tried to lean toward this morning as opposed to waiting until lunchtime. Like, I would say 24 to 36 hours is decent. Past that, I feel like you're just maybe flirting with danger a little bit. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah,
for sure.
I usually, if it's over a day, like I will eat it the next day. But after that, it's probably not good and probably not even worth warming up, depending on what it is.
Yeah, I almost look at it like a shower. Like, you should take a shower every 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
If you go 36, you're probably okay, but you can't get to that full 48 because then now you're nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you miss the 24 hours, feel like you still kind of got a little 12-hour window for where you can get that bath in and you not be a disgusting human being.
You could take a shower Saturday morning and then maybe spend Sunday without showering, just hanging around the house.
Yeah.
But you can't go after that.
You can't go to work Monday, though, and not take that shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that with the fast food.
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right, real quick, I'll get y'all out of here on this with my confession. So I watched the Rockets game last night. I watched some of it. Saw Kevin Durant, and I was kind of like everybody else, like, wow, he's really a Rocket? Like, damn, I was watching him on the court and all that stuff. And then this is my confession. I couldn't believe this. They flashed a graphic on the screen saying Kevin Durant, 18 seasons. I'm like, 18 seasons?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
And he will point out, by the way, that it's actually 19. I feel like he's not getting credit for one somewhere in there, because this came up during the media day where somebody said, hey, man, it's your 18th season, as a preface to a question. And he cut him off. 19 seasons. So it's really 19, man.
Is he not getting credit for?
I think he might have got hurt or something like that.
Was out a long
time. Yeah, I forget. It's some kind of technicality to where it's officially 18, but it's actually been 19. So, yeah, man, dude's been around for a minute.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I'm like, damn, because we all look at LeBron like, oh, 23 seasons and all this other stuff. I'm like, damn, Kevin Durant, he's doing all of this in 18 seasons? That's kind of unheard of, man.
Well, Steph Curry did an interview with Malika Andrews over the weekend, or maybe it was last week, where she starts off with talking about, hey, this is your 17th season. And I'm like, 17th season?
Yeah.
I remember when he was at Davidson and that jersey was falling off of his shoulder, right?
Yeah.
What are we talking about, man? I remember Dale Curry. I watched Dale Curry as a kid. I remember his dad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, it's like, damn, they Like, these guys are still hanging around and still at the top of their class, pretty much, of the NBA. And it's like, man, once these guys are gone, I don't know what to think of the NBA, man, because I feel like nobody, even all these years they've been dominant, I feel like nobody really overstepped them. It's wild.
Yeah,
man.
It used to be year 17, year 19 meant that a guy was a fossil and that he just had a small role. Maybe he was a leader on the team, like a vocal leader, but he didn't play as much. And when he did, he wasn't as effective.
Or taking a big step back.
Yeah, or taking a big step back, start talking about the decline. These guys are still superstars.
Yeah, and even like LeBron, taking a step back, kind of taking a step back. But the guy's still averaging like 24 points a game.
Yeah, still one of the better players in the league. Crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Durant missed that season after the Achilles. I don't know if you count that, though, because he wasn't playing games. So I know it's a credit to him being a year older and still in the NBA. But like he hasn't played 18 years in the league. I think that's the more, that's more what it's about.
Yeah.
I don't think we can count that year that you didn't play any games.
Yeah.
But he's still
been in the league for 19 years.
The dude was drafted in 07. He was a Seattle Supersonic.
Yeah.
A Supersonic. Him and Jeff Green were Supersonics. Like, we're at a point now where that's a wild thought to think that somebody is in the league long enough to have said that they wore the Supersonic uniform.
I played
uniform.
With the Supersonics.
Yeah. And not in irony, like actually in Seattle.
That's right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. He's been around a long time. We usually do buy or sell coming up, but we're going to push that because we actually got some Astros breaking news that we're going to have to get to when we come back. Also, by the way, someone on the text line said that I look like somebody who would enjoy Michael Bay movies. Michael Bay had some hits in the 90s, all right? Don't try to put down Michael Bay. But I do enjoy those movies, so you are correct. Yeah. In the meantime, we got the giveaway?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I wanted to make sure. I should ask you that off air first. But we got a U of H giveaway to get to here before we hit the break. Caller number 7 wins 4 tickets to the Cougars game against Arizona on October 18th. And tickets are courtesy of the University of Houston. 7th caller, 713-572-4610. 7th caller gets 4 tickets to the Cougars game on October 18th. Against Arizona. Call now, get your tickets. We'll come back with the Astros breaking news. It's in the loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.